Democrat Maisie Hirono falsely claims Pam Bondi created a task force to weaponize the government. By Hannah Knudsen on February 7, 2025. Democrat Representative Maisie Hirono, DHI, has falsely claimed that Attorney General Pam Bondi created a task force to weaponize the government. They talk about "we are so concerned about the FBI and DOJ being weaponized in the Biden years. If anybody is weaponizing these agencies, it's the people who are about to take over," Hirono said while delivering remarks this week. "And I'd note that Pam Bondi, she just created a weaponizing task force. What the heck is that?" the Democrat asked. "This claim is patently false." Bondi, who was confirmed this week with bipartisan support in a 54-46 Senate vote, established a weaponization working group aimed at examining the wrongs of the Biden administration years, when the government was, indeed, weaponized against political opponents. According to the directive, the group will conduct a review of the activities of all departments and agencies exercising civil or criminal enforcement authority of the United States over the last 4 years, in consultation with the heads of such departments and agencies and consistent with applicable law, to identify instances where a department's or agency's conduct appears to have been designed to achieve political objectives or other improper aims rather than pursuing justice or legitimate governmental objectives. The Department of Justice will provide quarterly reports to the White House regarding the progress of the review, it states. The group will also review the weaponization of Special Counsel Jack Smith, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, New York Attorney General Letitia James, and the memo related to the FBI suggesting that certain Catholic religious practices were affiliated with violent extremism and criminal activity, and more, Bondi said in the memo. "The Department of Justice must take immediate and overdue steps to restore integrity and credibility with the public that we are charged with protecting, and to ensure that the department's personnel are ready and willing to faithfully implement the policy agenda of the duly elected President of the United States. These steps are required because, as President Trump pointed out following his second inauguration, the prior administration and allies throughout the country engaged in an unprecedented third world weaponization of prosecutorial power to upend the democratic process. Related, we're going to make America safe again," Pam Bondi sworn in as Attorney General.